That's a tune from the Garfield Jazz Ensemble from the new release, Swing Years, Garfield Jazz Ensemble recordings from 2014 to 2017. That tune, dating from the 40s, I believe, written by Tad Dameron, titled So Easy, it featured Brandon Apodaca, I believe it is, on piano, Iden Seaman on tenor sax, and Liam Connor on trumpet, with the Garfield Jazz Ensemble, directed by Clarence A. Cox, from their new CD, Swing Years. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Lots of stuff going on right now. The Couth Buzzard Jazz Fest is on Greenwood this weekend, and it continues through Monday, Labor Day, as does the 46th Annual Folklife Festival, continuing through Monday. And for more information about that, you can go to nwfolklife.org and get all the details and schedule. Lots of interesting things going on around the region this Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're having a great weekend. Here's some music from Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan. Jay Thomas, tenor sax and alto sax, Gary Smullyan on baritone sax on the new recording Lowdown Hoedown, with John Hansen at the piano, Adam Kessler on drums, Michael Glenn on bass, and another boppish tune, this one written by Thad Jones, called Elusive. Thank you.
enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. Day he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Boy, they say he wandered very far, far over land and sea. A little bit shy and so sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
That's Gail Perez, music from her CD Here in the Moment, and the tune Nature Boy, which I confess a slight prejudice against that song. I don't usually like it, but I do like this arrangement of it. I think it's very well done. That was Darren Clendenin on piano and Clipper Anderson on bass and Mark Ivester drums and percussion, with Gail Pettis singing Nature Boy from her album Here in the Moment. Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan heard before that. Jay on tenor and Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, with John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Michael Glenn on bass. We heard them doing a Thad Jones composition titled Elusive from the CD Lowdown Hoedown. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Lots of live music going on over the weekend and looking ahead to next week. The Couth Buzzard Jazz Festival's going on today till about 10 o'clock or so tonight at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood, and it continues on Monday, Labor Day, from about 1 in the afternoon until 7 in the evening. And featured today is music out of the core, mainstream jazz, and tomorrow gets a little more experimental with a couple of interesting solo performances coming up. It's also the 46th Annual Folklife Festival this weekend at Seattle Center. And for more information on that, northwestfolklife.org. All kinds of music, crafts, demonstrations, dancing, and so on. Coming up on Monday night, Alex Dugdale, whose quartet you heard last week here on Jazz Northwest, is going to be bringing his quartet into play at Tula's Monday night. Also Monday night in Olympia, it's Jazz Night at Rhythm and Rye. This Monday night is Pete Chrisleeb's Tall and Small 10-piece band. I think you'll really enjoy this band. Some great arrangements and great players in Olympia Monday night at Rhythm and Rye. Tuesday night, there's Ballard High School playing at Jazz Alley, and the Critical Mass Big Band plays at Tula's. Montlake Terrace High School, which recently performed in the Essentially Ellington contest, will be playing at Jazz Alley on Wednesday night. Clipper Anderson's quartet plays at Tula's on Wednesday. Jean-Luc Ponty, great electric violinist, playing at the Neptune on Wednesday night, and Seth Alexander Quartet will be at Vito's. The Bellevue Jazz Festival begins on Wednesday with Radio Rahim playing at Bakes Place. Thursday, things really get underway with a lot of performances in restaurants and bars around downtown Bellevue. Plus, on Thursday night, the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble will play at Resonance, nice concert hall at Soma Towers. And the Roomba Kings will be playing at Bakes Place. Those are both part of the Bellevue Jazz Festival, plus jazz in various restaurants and bars. Duende Libre and Sam Boschnack have a double CD release party at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Both groups have new CDs. Continuing with the Bellevue Jazz Festival on Friday night, Catherine Russell will be singing at Meidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Stephanie Porter will be at Tula's, Clave Gringo at North City Bistro, and Jovino Santos Neto at Vito's. Saturday, there's Jacqueline Tabor at Tula's, Jeffrey Castle at Bakes Place in Bellevue, Corey Harris Band plays at Meidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Lots of good music coming up. We have some music from the group Duende Libre, which has a performance next week at the Royal Room, part of a double CD release party with Samantha Boschnack's quintet. Duende Libre consists of Alex Chadsey on piano and other keyboards, Farko Dosumov on electric bass, and Jeff Bongo Bush on drums and percussion, and this is a piece titled Sevilla. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fables of Phobos, great composition by Charles Mingus, in the arrangement by Bob Hammer, wonderful composer, arranger, and pianist who lives among us here in the Northwest. This was his arrangement played by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, led by Nathaniel Schlemmer, who's also the alto saxophonist in the group. You heard Rich Cole on tenor saxophone. I believe it was Eric Verlinde on piano in this recording, and Bill Anthony was the trombone player. Fables of Phobos by Charles Mingus. Full Circle Jazz Ensemble is playing Thursday, part of the Bellevue Jazz Festival. They'll be performing at a lovely little concert hall called Resonance. Barbecue dinner and Full Circle Jazz Ensemble playing Bob Hammer's great arrangements Thursday at the Bellevue Jazz Festival. For more information, see BellevueDowntown.com. Before the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, we were listening to Duende Libre. Alex Chadsey was the pianist, Farko Dusomov, electric bass, and Jeff Bongo Bush, drums and percussion. And the tune titled Sevilla, one of the original compositions included in this new recording by Duende Libre. Duende Libre is having a CD release party with Sam Boschnik Quintet. Both of them have new CDs at the Royal Room on Thursday night. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. My name's Jim Wilkie. Remember, if you miss a show and would like to catch up with us, it's available as a podcast afterwards at jazznw.org for the podcast. We have podcasts going back for several months, so lots of good material to listen to there. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my address is jim@hatchcover.co. Let's listen to a tune from the new Samantha Boschnik Quintet album. It's called Nellie Bly Project. Nellie Bly was born Elizabeth Cochran in 1864. Eventually, she gained fame as a daredevil feminist and journalist. And my darling Nellie Bly is memorialized in this new recording by the Sam Boschnik Quintet. Sam on trumpet, Beth Fleener on clarinet, and Alex Chadsey again on piano, Isaac Castillo on bass, and Max Wood on drums. We'll also hear some vocal contributions from Valerie Holton and Matthews on this. This is called Expositions, Samantha Boschnik Quintet.
7 7-Eleven. Hello, John. Is this you? I tried to phone you. I hope you ain't sick. But I'm checking out, Mumbai. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick. But I'm checking out, Mumbai. You tried no trick. You found a new chick. But I was too slick. I'm in the know, you got to go. The cake is all dough. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out, Goombay. Hey, John? Huh? Oh, no, 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 you're breaking up, baby.
Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. You don't hear that one very often, but it's a great tune called I'm Checking Out, Goombay. Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn wrote it, the arrangement featuring the trombonist John Allred with Catherine Russell, who's the daughter of Louis Russell, bandleader, composer, arranger, who led the band for Louis Armstrong for quite a while. Catherine Russell is going to be in Bellevue Friday night as part of the Bellevue Jazz Festival. She'll be singing at Meydenbauer Center Theater. It should be a great show. I'm looking forward to being there. I'll be introducing the show. Catherine Russell, I'm Checking Out, Goombay. Before that, we were listening to Samantha Boschnick on trumpet with her composition and arrangement of a piece which comes from her Nellie Bly project. That was called Expositions. Samantha Boschnick on trumpet, Beth Fleener mostly on bass clarinet on that one, Alex Chadsey, piano and other keyboards, Isaac Castillo on bass, Max Wood on drums, and some additional vocals from Valerie Holt and Ann Matthews joining Samantha Boschnick in the vocals on Expositions from the Nellie Bly Project. CD release party in conjunction with Juende Libre, double CD release party on Thursday night at the Royal Room in Seattle. 88.5 KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR news, also connecting you with the 60s. This last recording on today's show comes from some live broadcasts I was producing in the 60s on another station, and it was live jazz from the penthouse every Thursday night. Here's the group known as the Three Sounds, a piano trio with Gene Harris on piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Carl Burnett on drums playing Franz Lehár's Yours Is My Heart Alone. Thank you. from a broadcast live at the Penthouse in 1968. That was The Three Sounds, with Gene Harris at the piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Carl Burnett on drums. Yours Is My Heart Alone, part of a series of recordings that are coming out now that come from broadcasts we produced in the 60s. And these are on Resonance Records, the most recent ones, The Three Sounds, and also the one with Wynton Kelly and Wes Montgomery, recently issued. Yours Is My Heart Alone, played by The Three Sounds. Next week on Jazz Northwest, we'll have music from the Guitar Summit at the Ballard Jazz Festival. The Guitar Summit featured Cole Schuster, Brad Shepik, and Dan Balmer, each leading a trio. We also recorded a couple of groups at the Jazz Walk at the Ballard Jazz Festival, and we'll be recording next week at the Bellevue Jazz Festival. Also, look for the KNKX Blue Tent at Folklife Festival this weekend. The new tent will be making its appearance at various festivals and other scenes around the area during the summer. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. And remember, previous Jazz Northwest shows are archived and may be streamed at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and